podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of Lost in Translation-mon. I'm May.
And I'm Majay.
This week we watched episode 9, of course, aiming at rank number 1, Atmon Championship in Cyber Arena. See, I know the names now. It's not just, yeah, we watched episode 9, whatever that was called.
That sure was episode 9.
Whatever it was called.
I have no memory of the names, and I don't care.
Well, that's why I actually took note this time, so we can sound a little bit better in our Apple episodes, because, like, I should put as much care into the Apple episodes as I do for our regular show.
Should you?
Well, I should try to. Instead of just, yeah, whatever, it was an episode, meh. Do you have any favourite bits of this episode?
My favourites of the episode are when they show the differences in how the Athlemon operate.
In the race?
Yeah, the race is a really good example of that.
The race is probably my favourite part of the episode.
For example as well, when, in the race you had, what's his name, Navimon, like, he charted the shortest route, which wasn't the shortest route, that was a huge lie. He did, like, he went on angles when he should have just gone down the center,
yeah, it looks
down
good,
the middle
though.
Path. Anyway, so that was cute. But then when he did the art, he had to paint with Navimon. He needed to put points at everywhere where a line would go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was all square and kind of... That was why it was all, like, blocky and...
Yeah.
Written, and it didn't look very nice because he can only work in straight lines.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I liked Pororimon kept on eating and he was kind of at the starting line and kind of like, oh, they're already running. Guess I should join in. And then he just speeds... He rolls into a ball and speeds off.
Well, no, he didn't roll the ball and speed off. He fell, and he just happened to go... He just happened to roll.
Oh, I thought that was on purpose.
No, he was like, whoa, 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 and he fell over.
It was almost reminiscent of that short we watched when we were in Japan of the Digimon racing short.
You thought it was going to end exactly the same.
Yeah, I thought that it was that they were going to run ahead, you know, rolling past Navimon and Gatchmon who were fighting, and... They all win except for Navimon and Gatchmon.
Yeah, I thought that might be it. And then they all roll together. I'm like, it's a big draw. But no, it was just like whoever crosses first in the giant ball.
It happened to Musimon, unfortunately.
Well, he had to win something, right?
Yeah.
He didn't win anything else.
Yeah, because he came fourth when they showed the leading ball.
Which makes
ranking.
No sense. Maybe he won that quiz thing.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't get the IQ.
Nah, he wouldn't. I also really liked how when there was an evolution, it was a... Not evolution, it was an Applink. It was a split one.
Let's be real. Applink's evolution. It's the same thing.
Yeah. But it was split. They split the screen instead of just showing them all at the same time.
Which is good. But, like, they kind of split it. And then they did the, like, the Gachi.
Yep.
Gachi. And that was all one. And then they just skipped right to the end of everyone else's.
Which is fine. Because, you know, otherwise all the sounds would be kind of, like, mishmashed. And would probably sound pretty awful, right?
Yeah. They already do.
Yeah. I think there were more favourite bits, I just can't remember them. I just really like the Atmon and how each of them is different. Each of them has a different abilities. I like how cute they were. I like MCmon, who is kind of like Musimon's brother, but says they're not brothers.
Well, no, it's are you guys related? It's like, no, we just look the same. Because they're totally different apps, completely.
Yeah. Yeah, one's like a commentator. Well, both of the Atmon introduced in this episode were commentator apps.
Well, an MC is about like keeping things in order, I guess. Mm. So keeping things organized and then introducing things, whereas a commentator would be during the middle of it. I don't know why it was a hamster. That didn't make any sense.
Because it's cute.
I guess. It's a Scream Lord. You know what a Scream Lord is?
No.
Because they're shoutcasters. Instead of that, they're Scream Lords.
That's MCmon.
No, that's commentary.
But he was also a mansplaining hamster.
Hamsplaining?
Hamsplaining.
Why was he mansplaining? What? Was it even a man?
We don't know that.
Exactly.
We didn't know his gender
identity.
But
you claimed it.
Oh, no.
You did this.
I also really like how it was mostly filler, except for the last bit when Hackmon shows up and says, why are you guys just, you know, chilling out and having fun when, you know, we could be fighting Leviathan?
Who says I like that this was mostly filler?
It was good filler. I wasn't
bored.
Well,
it was fine, yeah. But I wouldn't say that I liked the fact that it was filler. That didn't make me happy. But I do recognize that the episode itself was generally quite fun.
And it was very fun to watch. And should we move on to negatives, or do you have any more positives?
I don't know. It's all just in the application of the individuals. So I guess there's not that much to say. I mean, the positives is, yeah, Hackmon had a really good intro, even if they're a little bit disgustingly overpowered.
A little bit. But I don't care, because he's probably meant to be.
We were talking about how we wanted to hate the rivals in Pokemon. After Tamers, I'm like, yeah, I want to hate the rival in Digimon too.
Well, you hated Matt in season one.
Yeah, I know, and that was great. And then I don't hate Ruki or Jen, so I'm like, well, I need somebody to hate.
Itmon, I think, also probably fills that role.
He's not a rival, though.
Yeah, but he's the goody-baddie sort of character.
Yeah, he's the closest to it, but he fully comes over.
Yeah.
And even then, it's like, no one took him seriously. Itmon was Team Skull, honestly.
Yeah, he was.
If Team Skull at the end...
Except for when Team Skull doesn't actually kill... anyone.
If it came out and it was like, yo, 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 it's your boy Guzma, and then he just shoots someone in the face, I'm like, okay, this is... Hey, Beelzebub, what's up?
Oh, I thought of something else that I liked in the episode.
Is it your boy Guzma?
No. It's the fact that they actually do talk in the app bands.
Yeah, they're just around. It's like, it's always the question of what happens in the Pokeball.
Mm.
And the answer is, they watch TV.
And they fight.
And they fight.
Because I really like how Navimon and Gatchmon don't get along, because otherwise I think it'd be boring if everyone just got along and was fine.
They're the only ones that have disagreements, which is interesting, because you'd think Perorimon would have disagreements with people, because he's hard to work with. Oh yeah, I really like that bit we were talking about in the car, where Astra and Musimon go up to Perorimon to, you know, to get to app link up for the little fight thing, and they go... Will you join us? Won't you join us? And the guy's like, I have to think of this very deeply. You cannot just ask this sort of question and expect an impulse answer. They need to be thought out extremely clearly and logically, and over time, they're like, of course he won't.
Yeah, I really like that, mainly because Astra and Musimon were sad.
Yes, yes, yes.
And also, when they're about to fight, even though Hackmon interrupts it, when Perorimon just sort of sits there and does nothing, and Musimon's like, well, I guess I'll try my best.
I guess I'll die now. Even though I'm somehow more powerful than Navimon and Dokamon.
Yes, but Gatchmon and Roleplaymon were 3,000.
Yeah, well, that was unfair. I liked the interaction between all of them in the sense that Gatchmon just got full-on upgraded.
Mm.
In the sense that it wasn't quite like a super evolution or whatever they're called.
Apgatai.
It was an Apgatai. Is that what they're actually called?
Yeah, I think it's Apmongatai. Well, Gatai is like an other version of evolution, I think.
Right. So it wasn't an app evolution, but they basically fused, which was cool. In the sense that he got like a sword and a shield and the guy stopped being behind him.
Yeah.
And then obviously Dokamon, not Dokamon. Musimon couldn't get anything out of Perorimon. Wait, hold on a minute.
What?
They can fuse.
Dokamon and Perorimon weren't together. Musimon and Perorimon were together. Dokamon was with Navimon.
Right, yeah. Okay, so Musimon got nothing out of Perorimon. And Dokamon to assist... Navimon to assist Dokamon says, I'll map out their, you know, how to get to their blind spots, which was cool.
Yeah.
I really like every time they use their specific powers to do something, which is why I was not happy when Musimon was like, I have a running playlist... And it didn't show him running any harder. It didn't play any music that sounded like he should be running to it.
And Musimon said that he doesn't have a wrestling playlist organized.
He's like, I don't know what to do. It's so I can't cute. Fight.
Another thing I liked is when Dokmon was kind of like, well, I don't really want to fight my friends. And Navimon was like, but if you win, Aerie will be so happy with you.
She'll think you're so cool.
And Dokmon was like, yeah.
No, he's like, okay, let's do this.
And it's so cute.
And at that point, Navimon's like, uh-oh, I might have overdone this.
Yeah. Negatives?
Was that just, like, we got really very little accomplished, but at the same time, that's what Hackmon told them, so I can't really...
I feel like it went downhill after the running pass was the best part.
It sort of montaged out from there.
Yeah, the other ones
The running part was the first part?
Yeah, so... I know, I'm just saying that I think that was the most entertaining I had, and all the other ones were kind of entertaining. I'm really just trying to fish for bad things here, because I like this episode. Can you think of any bads?
My only thing that's bad is like if Ray actually does want to team up with them, he made a terrible first impression.
I feel like he's just a Matt or something that goes,
well, this is a Matt, all right.
Not that I want to join in with you or anything.
But Becky,
I'm just gonna punch you instead.
He's gonna be like this weird. He's gonna be a world-renowned hacker. He's gonna be like.
Oh, he's got to be. All because everyone else is. Everyone's famous.
What's the Japanese word for anonymous? He should be that. That's what his name should be.
Yeah.
I am anonymous. And, they're like, who? Yeah. Exactly.
I can't think of many negatives.
I don't know. They spend a lot of time telling you about Leviathan, which you already knew.
Yeah. I kind of...
We all picked that stuff up already.
Yeah, I thought that it sort of fell flat at the end. Like, I felt like I wasn't fulfilled. I wanted to know more about Rey and Hackmon. I wanted to know, are they good or bad? I know that's what a cliffhanger is, but I just,
it's like... not what a cliffhanger is. That's actually not true.
I just...
A cliffhanger is when someone's hanging off a cliff, okay, and will point. They survive? Not, someone showed up, then left. Will they come back?
I just want to know more. I felt like I wasn't satisfied by the ending, because I was like, I want more.
The problem with the ending is that it's based on Rey showed up, said, you guys are all dumb, and then left.
No, Rey didn't actually say anything. Rey just stood there, and Hackmon said, Rey said it through
Hackmon, whatever.
Yeah.
Point is that the entire aim, conflict, and resolution was, I'm here, you guys are dumb, and now I'll leave.
Yeah.
So, what was accomplished there on... Who... What do you think was Rey's goal when he said, I'm going to go find them? Hackmon, go do a thing.
Raising suspicion.
Funny.
Get it? Good.
He's right? Raising. Yeah. Like, was his goal to discourage them? Because he didn't tell he didn't tell them not to continue. Was his goal to encourage them? Well, if he's actually on their side, why wouldn't he help them if he thought they were so weak?
I think he was there to tell them off, because he's just sort of... They were having fun when there's this big scary AI who wants to take over the universe.
He totally told them off. But he didn't say anything constructive. It was his whole point, take it seriously. Then he would stay and talk to them, because he obviously knows more about it than they do.
Mm.
If he was on the side of Leviathan, then he would have killed them, because he could.
He reminds me of a rival in one of the seasons of Digimon you haven't seen yet, which is Cross Wars. And he reminds me of Kiriha from that season.
I'll take your word for
just
it.
Just because he's kind of like standing there, like not just saying, I'm not going to join you, I'm going to stand on this cliff and stare at you for 5 episodes.
I'm gonna hate that. I promise you in advance, that's gonna be the worst.
I'm gonna send my blue Greymon at you.
That sounds real dumb.
Yeah, I like Cross Wars though.
Blue War Greymon.
No, it's blue Greymon. It's just Greymon, but blue.
Yeah, but when it evolves, it'll be Blue War Greymon.
No, it doesn't evolve to War Greymon.
What? That would have been funny. Then we would have been another BWG. It's like, ah!
No.
It never ends.
No. NTY. I think they're done with that.
You until in Try, Black Hole Greymon, where it's going to be a poster, it's going to have Black Hole Greymon on it, and I will die. I will just melt into a puddle of anger.
Unless they do it well.
No, but I'll see the poster and I'll be dead and I'll never see it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
My heart will explode. It will splatter you. It'll be really awkward for everyone, especially me, because I'll die.
Well, my heart will go on. Favorite character? Gatchmon, as always.
I don't know. Gatchmon didn't do anything super special, and I think he's stuck in this annoying sort of rivalry here. I think my favorite one, and this one was actually Dokomon, because everything he said he did was great.
Mm.
In that, like, you know, he's like, I don't know if I want to team up with you, Navimon. How about this? I will destroy them. Or every time he called Gatchmon Big Bro, because that's their relationship.
Was cute. No,
because
that was
he's like the first other Atmon he ever met.
Yeah.
So I know, I like Dokomon when he's not with it. Eri's super annoying, actually. I like her when she's being normal, but then she keeps getting into character and I hate her all over again.
Better than Astra, though.
It's true. They all have those little hair swirlies. That's how you know they're main characters.
Yeah, they're main characters.
And that's how you know that Ryuji, or whatever his name is. I actually don't know. What's the athlete guy's name?
The what?
The guy you think is evil?
Yujin.
Yeah, that was close enough. Yujin. That's why he doesn't have one. He's not a main character. Oh,
because he's a bad guy.
And you can't see Rey's because he's got a hood on, but he totally has it.
My favorite character was Haru, because when they're talking about, AIs are so bad, AIs are evil, AIs will destroy us all, Haru's like, but some AIs are good.
And I made friends with an AI.
And Gatchmon is my friend, and I love Gatchmon, and I think we should just be friends with the AI. Can we be friends with Leviathan?
I felt that, like, Takato would have had a very similar speech.
Yeah.
No, he never said we should be friends with Leviathan.
He basically said that he wanted to.
I said that, and I said Takato would have gone that far.
Yeah.
We need to beat it with the power of friendship.
Yeah, but in Atmon, we've already had beat him with the power of friendship. It was Yeah, which means it's
totally doable.
Yeah. I just found that was so cute, and I love Haru, because he's like, but we could be friends. I like making friends.
So what
friends.
They're saying is that there's an AI who doesn't think that humans are worthwhile and that they should be deleted.
They're D-Reaper, basically.
The L Reaper.
The L Reaper.
That's just what it is. Oh, sorry, it's Spanish. It's El Repo.
So Why has anyone mentioned that Eri clearly works for L-Corp, sort of?
No one has even talked about it.
No one even said, hey, L-Corp, they kind of have the same logo as Leviathan.
Well, no one's actually seen the logo, right? We've seen the logo of because Leviathan. It's part of graphics. None of the characters have seen the logo.
I think, no, Gatchmon saw some of it when he was swimming away in but the first episode. But that
wasn't a logo.
It looked like Leviathan.
No, he was swimming away from tentacles.
Oh, no, they definitely have. It's, you know, those phones that are all in the AR field? They all have that logo on them.
Oh, I guess.
No, everyone's been pretty thick. And I guess that's a negative part, that everyone's sort of just ignoring the fact that, hey, this L-Corp, it's probably super evil. Like, in the manga, one of the things that Astra is doing a video on is something to do with, like, this L-Corp, like, protein. You know those, like, little sacks of protein drink?
I guess.
Or energy drink?
Yeah.
He was holding up an L-Corp one.
He's like, I'm gonna get a virus.
And I'm just like, that's...
So wait, they have idol groups and energy drinks? What a weird company.
They seem to be, like, this corporate mega giant or something that owns everything. They're Google. 100% they're meant to be Google. Because Google owns a lot of stuff. Doesn't Google own YouTube?
Yes, they do. I had to come up with an alternate name for Walmart, so I came up with Waller Hypermart.
That's funny.
It's just like everything. Did you know they're run by this thing called Walton Enterprises? And, like, it's a small office somewhere, and nobody knew what they did for, like, 20 years while they were making billions of dollars. Because it's this really tiny office. But that's what that was the holding company for Walmart.
All I know is that you have to destroy the heart of a Walmart to destroy the Walmart.
What?
South Park.
I thought it was, like, a witch from Magica. What's that show called?
Huh?
With the magical girls and the mammy.
Pumela Madoka Magica.
Madoka, that's it, yeah.
Puella? I haven't seen it. Yeah. Puella de Vil. I don't know.
Puella de Vil.
Miscellaneous bits. Because I forgot to mention this earlier, but I also really liked when they're all saying, this is Eri, this is Astra, this is Haru.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Eri's about to say, I am, and then they skip to Astra, and Eri's like, huh? And then later on, when they say, okay, Eri, show us what you do. And then she does it, and everyone's just sort of staring at her. And she's like, what did I do wrong?
No, it wasn't show us what you do. It was, okay, you're up.
Cause oh, yeah.
She wasn't meant to do an introduction.
Yeah, I think she was just meant to, like,
she's meant to be like, she's like, well, this is a Dokomon. And she's like, no, I'm Lord Eri blah 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 blah, and I'm gonna punch you.
And they all just kind of stared at her. That was sweet.
I'm so sick of her saying it, though. The word Donkan Punchy.
Donkan Punchy.
It's so annoying. I'm beginning to die.
Anata no hato ni Donkan Punchy.
Like, here's the thing. I've totally turned around on Noreru. Norenai.
You totally.
Noreru. Because I like yelling that. That's fun.
Also, the way they used it in this episode was a lot better than the way they previously used it. Because
they don't just randomly yell it all the time now. They've put it into context.
Yeah.
Whereas with Eri, I feel like she still randomly yells it. Mm. Like, she'll be walking with them, and she's like, yeah, but if you do that again, I'm gonna give you the explosive punch!
But the thing is, that's not her real character.
Yeah, so it's weird that she does that when she's around
them. We've established that it's pretty much Astra's real personality.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because she's wearing the glasses and she's still doing it.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of like, are we going, like, but is I guess that her real self?
She was on she felt like she was on TV again because of the...
I think because she said, oh, this is like a show that I've been on before.
Which she was apparently very embarrassed about.
Yeah, or she almost came first and then something happened, but she wouldn't let Haru finish the story.
Is that what happened? Oh, right, I forgot what he said. Yeah. He did say that.
Yeah, so something happened.
Until the incident.
So I think that's why she's she's like acting her personality, because she thinks it's sort of like that, and it's in an environment where she has to bring out that persona.
Bring out your dad.
Any more miscellaneous bits?
None good.
What about our ranking?
I already went over this with you. I don't think this episode was that good. I think it's better than the Astra episodes, but not much better than anything else. I would put it as, like, third last or something.
Well, I put it as fourth, but it was, like, it may be tied for fifth. Fourth or fifth.
It's not better than Eri's introduction.
Yeah, I was unsure where to put it, because, like, I originally had it, like, under Eri's introduction, but then I moved it after talking about it, because I realized how fun it was.
The Navimon episode is your second worst one.
I don't know why.
That episode is so good!
I feel like I think I need to move around episode 7. I think that's the problem.
But that episode is really good!
The episode 7, I mean.
No, the Navimon one's better than this one.
Really? You think it's that bad?
Yes.
Because, like, I'm willing to agree, like,
that's the one with Cameramon in it!
Oh, yeah! Man, okay.
That's the one where they fight Navimon, which was awesome. And then he fights, Cameramon. Camera on, Jedi.
Okay.
Camera.
But I was right to put it above episode 8 and 7.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Okay, so I'm willing to, like, to discuss the ranking with you, because, like, it's
a bit... I think it's stupid, because it just gets too... there's too many. But all... And, like, we're gonna start forgetting stuff.
Well, that's why I put the titles in this time, by the way.
Yeah, good job.
Lovely listeners.
Yeah, we're only gonna have to do 50 of these. Do we know how long the season's gonna be?
I don't know.
Have they not stated?
I probably have, I just don't know.
Would you like to look it up? This is important information.
I'll look it up later.
There's a huge difference between if this episode is 20 episodes long and 50 episodes long.
Mm. Anyway, so at the moment, my ranking is... I'll only do the bottom three and top three, because otherwise I'll be sitting... If it is a 50 episode long season, I'll just be sitting here forever. So my top three... Third is the character I've raised is Stark Naked, Roleplaymon School Dungeon. And then for second place, it's The Finest Gourmet Report, Gourmet Atmon Perorimon. And then the first best is I Shall Have You in a Costume, Cameramon's Halloween Scandal. Because that was a good episode.
It was.
That was a good episode. And my bottom three are, at third last, aiming at rank number one, Atmon Championship in Cyber Arena, so that's this episode. And then for second worst, it's episode 7, The Third Apply Drive, Torajiro is an AppTuber. Then the worst is not feeling very good in a big pinch, Astra's interesting movie operation.
Boo!
Which wasn't, I mean...
It was pretty bad.
It was bad.
It was pretty bad.
But I didn't hate it. It wasn't boring. I was still fine watching it.
If I had to watch it in English, I would have died.
Yeah, because they would have made it even more about farts.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Honestly, if it was... It didn't matter if the quality stayed the same. What mattered is that I would have been... It was at least new. That's what you could say for it the first time, is at least it was new.
Mm.
If you took that away, there'd be nothing left.
Yeah, if you had to watch it twice, it would be not very good. But we just had to watch it once, so at least we didn't know what was going to happen. What was going to go happen. That's word. Anyway, so next week, I thought I had the next episode title up, but I didn't. Alright, so join us next time for The Aspiration of the Atmon, the Legendary Seven Code Meeting. Sounds like plot's gonna happen.
It does sound like plot's gonna happen.
That sounds super like plot. So that's really exciting. It already aired yesterday.
Oh, so it's going to be up soon.
With English sub, yeah. I think usually the English sub comes out on Wednesday.
Okay, so it takes 4 days.
Which is pretty good.
I'll take your word for
it. They're pretty fast. But we always do the episode on Sunday, just because it's easy, because it's when we have time to record the episode. So, yeah, so join us next time for that, or our usual Tamer episodes, which will be out Saturday afternoon-ish Australia time. And you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationone@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us at TranslationOne on Twitter and on Vine, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Atmon subreddit. We'd also really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who has a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Wu Qinglong, who's twitch.tv/WuChinglong, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who you can find at Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chakmon, Ishpal Bamba, Hiro Alato, who is at Hiro Alato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Frost Maragic, who is at Frost Maragic on Twitter, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, which you should go listen to at this exact moment. Wait 30 seconds till we finish. Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, and Kyle.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Airdramon. Make sure to leave us a note so we know this for the podcast. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye!